This is the Bob Rivers Show on 102.5 KZOK FM, KZOK HD Channel 1, Seattle, and streaming to the world at KZOK.com.
The mashup here between Nirvana and Michael Jackson. Check it out.
Well, the music business is now officially over. There is no need to make, if you are in music, stop. There is no need to make any new music from now on. From now on, all music can be made by pieces of other music.
Don't even go. There have never been the need for new music more than right now.
No, it's over. Minute. That is fantastic.
That is an abomination.
That is awesome.
I wish they hadn't torn the garage down that Kurt killed himself in, because I would go there myself just in honor of him and put a shotgun in my mouth.
That kind of thing is very popular in the dance clubs.
I guess.
What are they called? Mashups?
Yeah.
And I was at Tulalip a couple of weeks ago when we had our show there, and I went into the dance club late at night because, you know, what do you do when you can't sleep?
Mm-hmm.
And the guy was playing all these mashups, mm-hmm. and they were classic rock songs, all of them classic rock, that had been turned into nightclub dance tunes.
Zero beat, disco beat, yeah.
And I love the songs. And, you know, yeah, I know you're destroying the music, but at the same time, you're putting it into an appropriate package.
Yeah.
For where you are at the time. Like, if I was on a Calypso cruise, uh-huh. I would love to hear I'm Comfortably None done to
steel
a Calypso.
Steel drums. Hello, man. Is there anybody in there? Knock if you can hear me.
I mean, it's sort of wherever you are.
Yeah, yeah.
So when you're in a dance club, to hear things completely put in the wrong place is right. It's somehow right.
How Muzak was invented, I guess. Taking the songs that you like and elevatorizing them.
Yeah. So that's good. Hey, Pedro, when you get those clips, that clip is in mono. Is it because of you have like an old Radio Shack recorder or something? Or is there a way to get it in stereo?
Well, sometimes, you know, they're put on YouTube. I mean, you don't get the clips from anywhere else.
Oh.
And the quality is not that good. So sometimes I simplify playing straight from YouTube because it sounds better than recording it.
So that was off YouTube, and it's in mono on YouTube.
Yeah, that's the way it's posted.
How'd they isolate his vocals so well? I mean, that was really, you know, Kurt in the clear, it
and
sounded
sped
like
up
to me.
Too. That was a rushed.
Well, I can tell you how it's likely made. I don't know how that one was made. Using an editing tool called Pro Tools, you would have the ability to manipulate sound in any way you wish. You could literally go in there and carve and edit out all the sound before and after something.
Right.
You can make it sound however you want it.
I need a good sound engineer named Satan.
Yes.
To sit down and do that for a piece of music.
You know what Photoshop is to celebrities who don't want to be nude?
Right. The people brought you Shatner and Nimoy porn.
That's what this stuff is to music.
Yes.
Great stuff.
Oh, man.
I want to hear more. Are there more mashups?
I prepare some for tomorrow.
No, just... Search mashups now, dude.
Okay.
Don't prepare some for tomorrow. That's boring. You can find another one. While you're doing that, we have some letters, and we have the answer to the question. When you go to your mailbox, don't be surprised if you find something really smelly in there. Puget Sound Energy is sending you stink. Oh, I know what this is.
Yeah, me too.
If you have gas, you're being reminded this summer that if you smell rotten eggs, your gas is on. So there's a scratch and sniff pamphlet going out to remind customers of what leaking natural gas sounds like or smells like.
Yeah, it'll be with this month's bill.
Natural gas providers add a chemical odorant to the gas on purpose, by the way. I don't know if you knew this, but natural gas does not smell like that. It's a safety feature that they added in.
Colorless and odorless by nature.
Yep.
And combustible.
Puget Sound Energy serves 750,000 natural gas customers in 6 Washington counties. All right. Did you find another one, Pedro? So it's Guns N' Roses with who?
It's an unknown DJ.
Oh.
Just wait, just the part.
Part of it is what's weird is to hear, like, a song, a breathing rock song that was played with a real drummer, suddenly lockstep in groove, like it's
right.
Marching
there
to
it
a
is.
Funeral, you know.
There it is. There it is. Whoa, 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 that child ain't mine. Whoop, there it is.
So you hated that too, right?
Dude.
Oh, good. Spike hates it. Let's play some more.
Play more, yeah. Watch my little head explode like a zit on prom night. Oh, now we're going. Now we're going.
I get it. So the chord, same chord progression. So you put Stand By Me underneath the Every Breath You Take.
Remember the thing Pedro played a month or two ago? that had that comedy act doing the same four songs.
All right, get rid of that now, please.
100 different songs with the same four chords.
Oh, I do. What was that? Thing?
I need to find it.
Again. That is worth repeating.
Phenomenal stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
And very revealing and heartbreaking.
Quit playing that crap. Pull the fire alarm.
You know, that is a pure mashup, and I don't mind that, what we just played, the Every Breath You Take. I don't mind that as much as the P. Diddy, I'll Be Missing You thing they made when...
Where he just stole the lick.
He stole the hook and then rewrote it, you know, about Biggie, whatever, is getting shot in the ass. You know, I mean, that's just, you know...
It's fun. Music is fun, dude. How can you be opposed to any kind of music? That music is evil. Music is good.
Well, no, when you've taken the work of somebody else and ridden that pony for $60 million,
that's what all musicians do. Hello, who's this?
This is Rich, the dump truck driver.
Rich, the dump truck driver. Love your moniker. Go ahead.
I'm with Spike on these mashups. That's some of the most terrible stuff I've ever heard in my life. If those songs were written to be dance songs, you know, that would be a different story. But they're not. It's just destroying good music.
So you think that dancers should write their own music and not have access to yours?
Absolutely. I cannot stand electronic drums to begin with, and that's just destroying good music.
Now, the original version still exists.
Well,
it's not like they spray painted it and you have to wash it off.
You know, they should just stick with the original version.
All right.
And let's listen to them like they were meant.
Now, Rich the dump driver, in fairness to people who like this stuff.
Dump truck driver in there.
Rich the dump truck driver, in fairness to people who like this stuff, I bet you're driving around a truck that has a baby doll on the front of it that some kid used to play with that you have mashed up to be the front mascot of a dump truck.
No, absolutely not. It's got a factory-mounted big bulldog right on the front of it.
All right. So you didn't disfigure a doll like they did in Toy Story 3?
Absolutely not.
But would you stop that if you saw it on another dump truck?
You know what? I wouldn't stop them, but you know what?
Isn't that the same thing?
Well, I wouldn't jump in front of a loaded truck doing 65.
Okay. Rich, the dump truck driver. Thank you,
Rich.
I love it, by the way. Just like when new time callers call in and go cock-a-doodle-doo or cluck like a chicken when that first time on. I love people who make their own slogan of who they are. We used to have a guy, Scott the Aging Hippie. Rick the dump
Rick
truck
the bouncer,
driver.
Rick the bouncer. Calls. Ken the vegan.
Ken, say hello.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, Ken the carnivore, go ahead.
Yes, Spike, you're a hypocrite.
Right.
How many Twisted Tune songs have you sang on?
He's destroyed many people's original work.
I know, it's like, dude, come on, you know?
It's a comedy parody, that's different than trying to release fresh music into the wild.
It doesn't matter how you dice and slice it, you took an original and you made it into something else. You know, that's what these guys are doing. They're just doing a little different.
Yeah.
How do you think people feel when they come and see us play at Tulalip and some big fat guy gets up there and sings a skinny guy's song?
You got a new singer? Am I replaced?
I'm kidding. Ken, thank you very much. Do you have another mashup?
No, I found the Axis of Awesome. That's a group.
Perfect. All right, play this.
But watch out. I know there's some S word somewhere in the middle that I couldn't find yet.
Just bleep it if it comes
Okay.
Hey guys, I'm Jordan.
I'm Lee.
And we are the Axis of Awesome, and it's absolutely wonderful to be here tonight. We've been a comedy band for close to 40 years now, but we've never had a hit.
Yeah, you know why? It's because we never wrote a four-chord song.
What?
You know, all the greatest hits from the past 40 years just use four chords. These four. One, two, three, four. That's all you need to write a pop song.
So what you're saying is you can take those four chords, repeat them, and pump out every pop song ever?
Yeah.
Piss off, Chicken Little.
Yeah. Yeah, piss off, Chicken Little.
No, check it out. My life is brilliant, my love is pure. I saw an angel, of that I'm sure. Forever young, I wanna be forever young. I won't hesitate no more, no more. It cannot wait, I'm yours. You were amazing. We did amazing things. If I could, then I
number ones too. What's the Journey song? They gotta sing the Journey song, right? Don't Stop Believing is the same chorus, right? I want a TV embrace. All right, it goes on forever and ever, but it's like all number one hit songs.
Those guys are Australian, right? Yeah, they're funny.
Yeah, annoying voices, too. Check out Blondie and the Doors mashup. Blondie and the Doors. Okay, so anyway, my point is that there's only so many notes in music.
I know. And
it's meant to have fun with. I actually like it.
I know you do. That's because you were in that nightclub at Tulalip. You saw big girls dancing to classic rock. You somewhere big boys were going to get electric.
I saw young people dancing.
Yeah.
And not in any of an Aqualung kind of a way, but I saw the young people dancing, and it reaffirmed my belief that these were the greatest songs that were ever made.
They just need a little pick-me-up.
And if all you got to do, like Kentucky Fried Chicken, is just repackage it, sell it again.
That didn't go well, by the way.
Kentucky Fried Chicken are they getting sued by their franchise owners, Joe?
I had not read this, but apparently they're not happy. Every once in a while, a corporation will put down an edict, like Burger King. It was their Big K Double to sell for 99 cents. There was actually selling them at a loss, and the franchises said, hey, we can't sell these this cheap.
When you're ordered by whoever controls your franchise to do something, you have to do it.
Right, and Kentucky Fried Chicken apparently, or KFC, has got grilled chicken on the menu now, and some of the franchisees are not happy about that.
Marilyn Pankratz owns a Kentucky Fried Chicken restaurant in, where is this?
She owns 8 of them in Florida.
Okay, Florida. She's been forced to sell people grilled chicken. She says what they want is fried chicken. It says fried right in the name. And the franchise, quote, has no business to telling us what to do with our damn stores. She says, Roger Eaton, that was the president of Roger Eaton?
President of KFC.
President of KFC. Roger Eaton and his company don't give a rat's ass.
I thought that was an urban legend, the rat's
ass. I thought those were popcorn shrimp.
I thought that was a different franchise.
Anyway, they hire marketing guys with blue blazers who tell us what to do. It's one thing to be behind a big mahogany desk calling the shots and another to be down here in the trenches selling fried chicken. She's part of a group of franchisees who blame KFC's falling sales on their decision in early 2009 to emphasize grilled chicken and sandwiches over KFC's bone-in fried fare. They say, the company that owns KFC says that they're trying to reach health-conscious on-the-go consumers. Well, here's a problem with that. It's an age-old marketing issue. If I am, and I'm not saying I am, but if I am a health-conscious on-the-go consumer, the last place I will ever stop is a brand that is famous for dipping chicken in oil and frying it. Thank it doesn't you. Matter what they do to the brand. They would have to bulldoze it over and let it grow for a couple hundred years with just native vegetation before I would ever even pull into that parking lot.
Their whole campaign was unthink KFC.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You spent so many years making me love the Colonel. And yeah, I know he died of a heart condition, but...
but he went happy.
And a bucket. When I saw that bucket, I knew what it meant. Finger-licking good can only mean two things in life, and only one of them can you talk about in a restaurant.
In a bucket! Health food doesn't come in a bucket!
Well, they're losing money.
I mean, they are. Well, they should never have tried to be healthy.
That's
they should go
saying.
With that. Like, have you ever been to a burger joint or a place that says you won't find anything healthier? There is a burger joint, and they may not, I don't know how successful they are. They're in Issaquah. It's a chain. You know the name of it? I went in there once recently. I just felt like a burger.
Fat Burger?
Fat Burger, yes. I felt like...
Not a health food store?
Look,
they're not lying to you. On that one.
Here's one of the things about health food, is that one of the things about human beings, we're moody. When I'm feeling healthy, nothing you can do will sell me a McNugget. I want celery, and I want celery now.
Okay.
Doesn't happen that often, but I mean, I go in that store, I want to buy the organic beets, I buy that, I think I'm doing good stuff for myself. And then every once in a while, I get a craving. And you know how, if you're a married couple, you know how it is. Like, you've been trying to eat healthy, 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 and then you look over at your wife one night and you go, you know what, honey? A big, fat, juicy cheeseburger would feel real good. And she looks at you and goes, I feel like one, too.
No.
And you just abandon everything you live for. You abandon your principles.
Yep.
And you think, where should I go? And the last time that I had this attack, it was Fat Burger. And I went, that's what I want. I want a place that doesn't care about my health right now.
I want to be fat, get a burger.
And they even have signs in there proclaiming the unhealthiness of the food, which is the direction KFC should have gone. We know it's bad for you would have been even better than we do chicken right.
Bring it back fried.
Lots of calories, but it's fresh.
Their sign in there says, don't ask for sun-dried tomatoes. We don't have feta cheese.
When you break down for one of these meals with your wife of unhealthy food,
does your wife do it too, or is she always on your ass about food?
Oh no, she'll
break down too.
Yeah, but then
you can only be bad when she wants to be bad.
Well, what happens is then I get scolded for not helping her, not being strong. You know, it's like
even when she went with you to the dealer.
Even when it's a mutual hog out, I seem to get the brunt afterwards.
But isn't that the best moment of your life? That's when you really bond, because Lucina and I have the same problem. She makes me eat crap, but once in a while, let's buy a sandwich.
Once in a while, you know. Yeah. And by the way, I don't think that once in a while will kill you. But if you have an addictive personality, once in a while will kill you. By the way, just a side note disclaimer.
You have a problem? Call 1-800-GET-HELP.
So anyway, they're the KFC National Council and Advertising Cooperative, which represents all U.S. franchise, sued KFC to gain control of the national ad strategy, because it's the national ads that stress healthier chicken.
They're spending their money promoting the grilled
chicken. So here's what we talk about corporations and why don't they do better things for people? If they try, they'll get sued.
Well, no.
By the people that make the money off of it.
No.
It's about making money.
If they try the wrong thing.
Why is it wrong?
Because all the franchises are losing money.
By the way, I just finished arguing it was wrong. Now I'm going to argue that it's a better thing to do for you health-wise.
Well, but the problem is you've got franchisees going under. Because they're not just unthinking KFC, they're unchoosing KFC. Well,
and you got franchisees in Florida going under. How about on the West Coast? Maybe they're catching on. Maybe the grilled cheese.
Now, tempers flared again when KFC launched a grilled chicken giveaway on Oprah.
Oh, yeah, remember that?
In May. Management told franchisees to expect a couple hundred customers to redeem online coupons. Thousands showed up. They ran out of food and had to placate angry customers. The cost... up to $15,000 for some franchisees. That started the downfall in trust. Grilled chicken sales have dwindled since. People went in to try it, and let's face it, grilled chicken is not finger-licking good.
No. It's like giving Jabba the Hutt a cheese stick. Please.
According to Wu, the complaint filed by the Franchisee Association, KFC takes a hard line on advertising. If franchisees don't vote to approve ads, the company pulls all national spots from TV for a month. They run it like the National Football League.
Wow.
Franchisees were working with Light to develop their own marketing. So far, the group has created an in-store promotion. I would love to see what kind of ad they would want to make.
Who's going to... Which one?
These are the people who want to bring you back to the fried.
It's back. It's back. Wade into a big fat bucket of...
fried. We'll sell you a second bucket for the puke.
And it never went away. I mean, they just weren't.
No, they've always sold the food that they're famous for.
I'm like a once a year KFC guy, and I, you know, I'm pretty frequent. No, seriously, I I love those mashed potatoes and gravy there, or at least I think I do. You know, and then I eat them, and then I go, oh yeah, okay. And then, I kind of forget about that, and then about a year later, I go back for more.
Do you ever do that? I've done that too, because I think they're, I don't know if they're reconstituted potatoes or whatever, but they look great on the picture.
Yeah.
You have that?
And they remind me of my childhood. I mean, I remember, you know, that. That was a real staple as a kid, but it's not a, and it's one of those that, you know, if one of those receipts is found in my car,
I'm
in trouble. So I just kind of avoid it just to. You know, it's got to be worth the punishment. It's gonna.
So you go to places that have salads just so you can lie and have a chance of being believed.
Have some deniability.
Yeah,
I didn't know about this grilled chicken thing. Maybe I'll go try it today.
You know, fried chicken was the first thing that made me love this country. The first thing I ate, the first time I ate it, I fell in love with this country. It's
because of fried chicken.
Yeah.
All right. A couple of other interesting news stories and more. Do you have another newscast of stuff?
Sure, I've got some stuff for you.
Okay, we're going to get to you in a bit. Last week we talked about mortgages. Mm-hmm. Do you have this one? Okay, mm-hmm. Let me do this one. We'll do a break, and then we'll come back with news. Last week we talked about people who are upside down in their house, that even though the loan rate is now 4.5% or even lower, most people can't refinance that really need to. And they may be locked in a high rate because the value of their house has declined so much that they don't qualify. Well, the FHA is going to start September 7th, a program for borrowers who owe more on their mortgages than their homes are worth. It's called the Short Refinance Program.
Instead of having to do a short sale where you basically walk away, give your, you know, house to the bank and have to sell it, now maybe you can refi, and they'll forgive a little bit of the difference.
Up to 10% of the balance will be forgiven. And it's better for the banks to do this than to have the whole thing sell in a short sale. It costs them way more. It
costs them a lot more money to sit on that house and become a realtor, too. They're selling all these properties a bank owns.
To qualify, the total principal of your new loan and any existing second loans, anything that's a lien on your house, must not exceed 115% of the property's value. Is that realistic for most of the people in trouble?
In our area, I would think, yeah, very much so.
Didn't you tell me prices were down like 25%?
Well, if
they're dropping 10% of what you owe and you're lost 20% in your house, you qualify for this deal. But if you drop 40% in your value, if you're in Nevada, if you're in Florida.
Oh, I see. The new loan must not exceed 115%.
Right.
So it is possible then for a lot of people here. Okay. Who's paying for this? Are we just printing more money for it?
FHA, Federal Housing Authority, U.S. government, us.
The mimeograph machine has got this one.
Mr. Xerox, right. My bank.
We'll be right back with more.
The Bob Rivers Show. Bob, Spike, and Joe on 102.5 KZOK, the classic rock station. One of the most successful groups in rock history is back on the road. Welcome, Three Dog Night. September 2nd, live at Snoqualmie Casino, Mountain View Plaza. Three Dog Night. All your favorite hits. A time you'll never forget.
Number one.
Get tickets at snowcasino.com, ticketmaster.com, or call 425-888-1234 or 800-745-3000. Three Dog Night, live in concert. September 2nd at Snoqualmie Casino, Mountain View Plaza.
For many, Sunday is a day of rest. But for this man, that's what the rest of the week is for.
Pemco Insurance presents Northwest Profile Number 12, Supercharged Seahawks Fan.
On game day, nothing is half done. When he tailgates, he does it 5 hours early. He's eating 5 different meats before 10 a.m. His cheer is a wail that renders the audibles completely inaudible. He's a 5-yard, false start, 67,000 fan high five just waiting to happen. It's 150%, 150% of the time. So what if it's an 11-man team? To him, Sunday is about taking it to 12. Supercharged Seahawks fan, you're one of us. And you deserve an insurance company as colorful and committed as you are. A local company that knows loyalty is more than skin deep. Call 1-800-GO-PEMCO, see your local Pemco agent, or visit Pemco.com. Pemco, we're a lot like you, a little different. Pemco Mutual Insurance Company, Seattle, Washington.
There's a world of things you're doing. Summer's on your mind. You're always on the go. So busy all the time. There's a place where you can know when you're out of time. One stop is all you need. One stop and you will find what's on your list today. You'll find it at Fred Meyer. We'll help you through your busy day. What's on your list today? You'll find it at Fred Meyer. One easy stop and you're on your way. What's on your list today? You'll find it at Fred Meyer. One easy stop and you're on your way. What's on your list today? You'll find it at Fred Meyer.
Chick-Shadle Hospital of Seattle says if you're drinking too often and too much, it's not your fault unless you do nothing about it. There is, however, confusion as to how to deal with the problem. We all know someone who tried to quit and failed, went to rehabs, went to meetings, tried their best, but the power in the bottle or the pills was just too much. Then there are others, over 1,000 a year, who come to Seattle Chick-Shadle Hospital for those 10 days and have the problem solved for life. After those 10 days, the desire, the craving, the urge to drink, to use, has been medically erased. It's simply gone. Only Chick-Shadle Hospital offers this treatment. 10 respectful days with your cell phone, your laptops, your visitors. You don't need to miss work or family for a month. But you might ask, is quicker better? At Chick-Shadle Hospital, the answer is yes. They've the highest long-term sobriety success results in the nation. No one else can say that. 800-CRAVING on the phone. SoberInSeattle.com on the web, and thanks for listening.
It's the end of the model year, and Nissan's laying it all on the line. The Nissan Bottom Line Sales Event. Right now, get bottom line offers like up to $1,500 Nissan cash back on the 2010 Altima, or up to $2,750 total customer savings on Rogue. Drive home quality and innovation today. The Nissan Bottom Line Sales Event. There may never be a better time to own a brand new Nissan. Get to a dealer today for up to $1,500 Nissan cash back on the reliable Altima, or up to $2,750 total customer savings on the versatile Rogue from new dealer stock. Hurry. The Nissan Bottom Line Sales Event ends soon. And that's the bottom line.
$500 bonus cash available on 2010 Altima. 2010 Rogue total savings is $1,750 total cash back, plus $1,000 package savings. Call 1-888-858-8319 for details. Subject to residency restriction. Varies by region. Ends 8-31-10.
August 26th at Merrymore Park, 102.5 KZOK presents Sock Stock 2 with the Doobie Brothers. This Wednesday, 102.5 KZOK crosses the 520 bridge to Bellevue for a free ticket stop at Applebee's on Bell Red Road. Join Downtown Joe from 5 to 7 p.m. for your chance to win a pair of free tickets to see the Doobie Brothers at KZOK's Sock Stock number 2. Tickets are now on sale, but you can win them this Wednesday with Downtown Joe. Free tickets to live classic rock from 102.5 KZOK, the classic rock station.
I went shopping for wood floors, and when I met Jill at Lowe's, I knew I made the right choice.
We always have what you need in stock, so if you need more, no problem.
Why shop closeouts? When it's gone for good.
And if you buy too much.
No problem, because Lowe's has a no-hassle return policy.
Lowe's sells more laminate and hardwood flooring than anyone, like the new lifetime warranty Bruce Hardwood Flooring, or Pergo, the best name in laminate.
Can I shake your hand?
No problem.
Experience. Lowe's. Let's build something together. See store for details. Valid in U.S. only.
From the home of classic rock, you're listening to The Bob Rivers Show on 102.5 KZOK.
Elvis died today, but Elvis impersonators still hanging in. We got a great guy, great local guy, Tracy Allen Moore. And he's going to be on Elvis Remembered with Rising Sun tonight at 8 at the Hard Rock Cafe, Seattle. Going to close the show with an Elvis song. Here's Maura Gallucci with the news.
There was a party on the border yesterday. Did you hear about that?
The border of?
It was a tea party on the Arizona border.
Oh.
Yeah. Hundreds of Tea Party activists gathered at the U.S.-Mexico border in southern Arizona yesterday. Rally was to highlight the lax security that allows illegal immigrants and human and drug smugglers to enter the U.S. They placed hundreds of small American flags all along the border fence. On Friday, you may remember we talked about President Obama did sign a $600 million bill that would improve border security. So hopefully that will do something. At least four immigration rights activists were arrested yesterday after they stormed the field at the Nationals Park in D.C. in the middle of an Arizona Diamondbacks game. Before the game, Casa de Maryland gathered outside the stadium to condemn the new immigration law and call on MLB Commissioner Bud Selig to move the 2011 All-Star Game out of Arizona. Brad Botwin was with Help Save Maryland, part of a counter-protest. He was in the stands, and he says this storming of the stadium field happened at the bottom of the fifth inning.
I think they came out of the looks like the right field corner. The seats, you know, come right down to the field. They just hopped the barrier and just ran out onto the field. They were outside, very organized with pre-printed banners and flyers, but then they have no respect for our law in our country.
He said the pre-demonstrations were pre-game demonstrations were all very peaceful. Little excitement there. President Obama has changed his plans. Just a little update here about his visit to Seattle tomorrow.
Okay.
The White House said last week that he was going to be talking about the new federal health care law at a downtown Seattle meeting of the National Association of Insurance Commissioners. And as Joe mentioned earlier, that was scrapped. And now the White House said that Obama will be talking about strengthening the economy and creating jobs for families and businesses in Washington State. They said the details will be released later. So that's about it.
Are they trying to figure out what's the best thing for him to do while he's here?
The real reason, of course, for his trip is to raise money.
Money, yeah.
Right, for Patty Murray to go and give her a vote of confidence. But maybe this is the way it always works. But it seems odd that they can't tell you what the president's going to be doing 24 hours from now. And whatever it is, he's going to be doing it in our neighborhood.
Would you like them to post that on Al Jazeera?
Well,
I mean,
no.
That's what it is. It's
that's
security.
What Joe said. Maybe that's ordinary, but I don't know about that. If he's raising money, it should be. We should know.
You'd like to know if he's going to pop into a hamburger place and order one with the mayor.
No, I don't. They don't. No. Joe, Spike's right. They don't do that stuff ahead of time. That stuff just happens. But I think what it is if you had money, you'd know where it was going to be.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Well, you don't know.
Which is appropriate, I think.
Yeah. I got an invite.
Elvis is in the building.
All right,
Tracy Allen Moore.
Elvis is in the house.
Look at him. He's pretty Elvis looking today.
He's always Elvis looking.
That's
not
real
just
hair.
Well, that's got to be hair dye.
No.
That's
hair,
his
bro.
Real. Oh,
real
I
hair.
Don't know about
pull
that.
Pull on it.
I know bad dye jobs. All right, Maura, what else do you have?
Well, what else we got? Don't forget to get your ballot in the mail tomorrow for a Washington State primary. TMZ is reporting that Stephen Slater, the JetBlue flight attendant who had the meltdown last week, has been offered a reality show.
Of course.
Actually,
Lightning.
To host a reality show about people quitting their jobs in extravagant ways. And a little silence for Zsa Zsa Gabor.
She passed away?
No, but it looks imminent.
It's close.
Apparently she's had last rites, and they are not expecting a recovery at this time. That's what we got.
I love Zsa Zsa. Now, what was her sister's name?
Ava.
Is Ava still alive?
There was another sister, too.
Was there three? Mm-hmm. Ava was Green Acres. Zsa Zsa was just a celebrity.
Eva Gabor?
Eva Gabor. Wait a minute. I thought Zsa Zsa was Green Acres. I confused them. Okay. Eva Gabor was Green Acres.
Eva. I'll fight you on that one, too.
And what did Zsa Zsa do other than be a celebrity?
She was the original Paris Hilton. They were
socialites,
yeah. Well, no. Well, yeah. They didn't make sex tapes.
Minus that. Well, back
she
in the
swore
day,
at a cop on TV.
That was way into her career, though. She was already well established as a regular on Johnny's Couch. I mean that on Tonight Show, not anything. You know.
So that, in other words, that Paris Hilton thing has always existed. It isn't a product of our modern time.
We've always had the fascination with wealth and those who are wealthy, and they were debutantes. They were socialites.
Yeah.
They were party sceners in L.A., Hollywood. But they didn't have to make a sex tape. You know, Paris.
Well, Kardashian. They didn't have the tools. Who knows if they would have?
They had those pencil drawings that they did in the Titanic.
Yeah, the cave drawings.
You had to flip them all together.
Magda was the oldest sister, just so you know.
It's 9:46. Do you have any more sports before we go?
I do. Brought to you by Group Health Cooperative of Puget Sound. The Seahawks came out of Saturday's win over Tennessee. 2018, the final. They came out virtually unscathed in the injury department. That's very good news. The Hawks found out that Charlie Whitehurst is a legitimate backup quarterback for Matt Hasselbeck. He's not being challenged for the starting job, Hasselbeck. This is his team. But it's nice to know that if he does go down with his back or whatever other ailment the 40-year-old quarterback may show up with, there's a guy who can actually win ball games waiting in the wings. Not like Seneca Wallace, who was nice and fun to watch and run around the field all day long, but couldn't win ball games for you. Hawks will take on the Green Bay Packers here at Quest on Saturday at a 7 o'clock kickoff. The M's open a three-game series in Baltimore against the Orioles at 4:05. They lost the finale in Cleveland 9-1 yesterday. King Felix took the loss. He is now 8-10 on the year. I'm Spike in that sports.
Thank you, Spike. You know, the oldest people in the world tend to live in certain places. One country is famous for having more people over 100 than any other country. Do you know which one it is?
I'm going to guess China, just on numbers alone.
Not China, Japan.
Really?
Yep. Japan has long boasted of having many of the world's oldest people. They say it's a testament to their society, which has a superior diet, their commitment to their elderly that is unrivaled in the West, their close families. They're very proud of how many people they have, and they claim to have the world's oldest person. Unfortunately for the Japanese myth, recently police found the body of a man thought to be one of their oldest. 111 years old. But when they discovered him, turn off the radio for the little kids for this, okay?
Had he passed away, Bob?
He was mummified on his own bed. That may be not nearly as bad as the video games that your kids play, so go ahead and leave the radio on.
Was he zombified, Bob?
He was zombified.
Did he get up and walk around the house?
He had been dead for more than 3 decades.
Racking up the record.
Hold on. It's even better. It's very American what was going on. His daughter, now 81, had hidden his death to continue collecting his monthly pension from Japan. So local governments started to send teams to check on other elderly residents. Here's what they found. A woman who was thought to be the oldest in Tokyo, 113, last seen in the 1980s. Kids collecting her money. Another who would be the oldest in the world at 125, unable to be found. When city officials tried to visit her at her registered address, the site had been turned into a city park in 1981.
She's out jogging. Yeah, has been.
No word on.
You ever see Forrest Gump?
No word on who is getting the checks.
Oh, my Lord.
To date, the authorities have been unable to find 281 Japanese centenarians. Facing a growing public outcry, the country's health minister says officials will meet with every person who's listed as 110 or older to verify they are indeed alive before we send you one red cent or one red yen.
Think how much
it's
money.
It's red yen, isn't it? It's actually kind of cool. Tokyo officials made the same promise for the 3,000 or so residents that are listed as 100 and up.
Think how much money Willard Scott has saved this nation. I mean, he calls to verify.
He verifies. He gets a picture of them on a Smucker's job.
Yeah, if they had a Willard Scott, this
if Japan had Smucker's, they wouldn't have this problem.
No.
The national hand-wringing over the revelations has reached such proportions that the number of missing people over 100 is starting to turn into a daily media event. Is this our longevity nation? Lamented an editorial last week in one of Japan's biggest papers. One woman says, I'm alive. She's 113 years old.
I got the record.
And so far, she is the oldest one they can find. There's no clear answers about what happened to most of the missing people. Officials tend to play down the psychosocial explanations. Older people may have simply moved into care facilities or, as in the case of the mummified corpse, they died. and people kept collecting their pension. 9:50, 10 before 10. If you were ever at a concert or walking down the street in Seattle and you think you're having an Elvis sighting, you are. But the Elvis you're citing is probably Tracy Allen Moore. Tracy was raised in the South, singing in churches, much like the King himself, and does one of the finest jobs bringing Presley's music to life, both vocally and visually, especially visually right now. You're looking mighty fine.
More alive than the King, that's for sure.
You can see him with his band Rising Sun perform a special Elvis Remembered show tonight at 8 at the Hard Rock Cafe. So if you feel like, and you go to the Hard Rock tonight,
yep,
and it's going to be Elvis.
Yep.
What time do you hit the stage?
The doors open at 7, and the show starts at 8.
Do you have costume changes like Elvis?
Just one.
Just one?
We're on for an hour and a half.
Is one of them a fat suit?
No.
Oh, that'd be cool.
One of them is a full jumpsuit with wings.
It is.
I'm telling you, it weighs for 35.
Joe hasn't given me that back yet.
Okay.
Oh, man.
All right. Well, we welcome you to the show. It's good to have you back.
Thank you. This is the day that
Elvis died. You know how he died, right? We don't need to go into
that. Yes. Yeah, heart failure.
It was heart failure, yeah.
Here it is. Are we ready with the music? Tracy Allen Moore doing a tribute to Elvis today.
As a snow flies on a cold and gray Chicago morning, another little baby child is born in the ghetto. And his mother cries. There's one thing that she don't need, it's another little hungry mouth to feed in the ghetto. Oh, people, don't you understand? Child needs a helping hand. He'll grow to be an angry young man someday. Take a look at you and me. Are we too blind to see? The hungry little boy with a runny nose plays in the street as the cold wind blows in the ghetto. And his hunger burns. So he starts to roam the streets at night, and he learns how to steal, and he learns how to fight in the ghetto. Then one night, desperation, the young man breaks away, buys a gun, steals a car, tries to run, but he don't get far, and his mother cries. As a crowd gathers round, an angry young man face down the streets with a gun in his hand in the ghetto. And as a young man dies on a cold and gray Chicago morning, another little baby child is born in the ghetto. And his mother cried.
Very nice, very nice. Tracy Allen Moore, Elvis Remembered tonight at the Hard Rock Cafe. That's great.
Thank you.
Very good. You will... the hair, just quick yes or no.
Is it mine?
It's yours, right?
All me and nothing but me, so help me Elvis.
All right, very good. That's it. Gary Crow is next to KZOK, the classic rock station.
From the home of classic rock, you're listening to The Bob Rivers Show on 102.5 KZOK.